You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Julia is joining us this morning on second date update. And you can be like Julia and message us if you've been on a great first date. There's been a wonderful conversation, this incredible connection. But that other person has, for whatever reason, chosen or decided not to get back to you for a second date. We're here to find out why. All right, Julia, what is going on with Aaron?
I mean, I feel totally shortchanged because we had so much fun on our date, and now he's just not getting back to me.
Well, let's see if we can help you out. Of course, we've heard this before. Let's start with that first date.
Tell us about the fun.
So we went to a happy hour. We both like to go out after work, and we decided it made the most sense to obviously like find a quiet table so we could actually talk and hang out a little. And we have a ton in common. We're both huge baseball fans. We shared a lot of laughs. I mean, it was all good.
So did anything come up in the conversation, Julia, that might have been awkward or perplexing?
I mean, we briefly talked about our exes, but just like to explain why we're single now, like people do on a first date. And
sure.
I guess he seemed surprised that I had a really tough breakup just a couple months ago, but I'm definitely ready to be out there.
Okay. All right.
Well, like you shouldn't be ready or something like that is how he reacted to you or something, like after a couple months?
No, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah. Like I told him
too
that like I was really heartbroken over it, but now I'm fine. I mean, I was there having a great time with him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, how did you leave things? This is the most important thing we ask.
Well, he said that he was going to, you know, reach out soon. So I kind of assumed that there would be a second date.
Yeah.
And I ended up texting him. I waited a couple days like a sane person would. Yeah. And I never heard.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll call him. As you know, what we do here on Second Date Update, we'll call Aaron. If he answers, find out what's going on. And hopefully, Julia, lead you to a second date that will be just as great, if not better, than the first one. How's that sound?
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, wouldn't it? You stay right there. We'll come back 3 minutes away. Second half, Second Date Update, right here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Julia is confused over the aftermath of a great first date with Aaron.
I mean, I feel totally shortchanged because we had so much fun on our date, and now he's just not getting back to me.
And here's the only reason she thinks why.
We briefly talked about our exes, but just like to explain why we're single now, like people do on a first date. And
sure.
I guess he seemed surprised that I had a really tough breakup just a couple months ago, but I'm definitely ready to be out there.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Aaron?
Yep, it's him.
Hey, Aaron. It's not a sales call or a spam call or anything like that. And good morning. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We're asking, we're calling you to ask you if you would be willing to come on our show to talk about a recent date you went on with a woman named Julia.
Did Julia ask you to call me?
Yeah, we do this thing called Second Date Update. So basically, like, people that have a great first date and then they kind of get ghosted will reach out to us and then we give them a call. And that's why we're calling, because she reached out to us. She listens to our show.
I mean, I don't really want to talk about her. She's a cheater.
Did you say a cheater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she not tell you this?
No. Well, she told us that she, first of all, Aaron, she told us that she had a great time with you. You went out after, you went for drinks after work and went to a quiet table, and the conversation was great.
It was all about your date.
Well, except for one part where she talked about getting out of a relationship a couple of months ago with a guy. You seemed like maybe she wasn't ready to move on. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, I'm talking about the guy she was dating was married, and that Julia was hoping that that guy was going to leave his wife and his baby son for her.
Oh, geez. Okay, no, so that didn't come up.
No, that was the bad breakup then she mentioned just recently, the guy that she was dating.
Yeah, she was dating a guy that she was convinced was her soulmate, is what she told me.
Yeah.
And that they were meant to be together. And thank God that guy came to his senses and stayed with his family instead of going with her.
Yeah. You know what? I told you I cannot treat myself like that again.
Okay. All right, Julia, hold on. Aaron, Julia is listening in on the other line, and we didn't tell you that she could hear what you were saying about her.
You didn't tell us the deal. This other guy was married, Julia?
I learned my lesson. I definitely deserve someone who puts me first, and I am better than second place, so I'm good now.
But you can understand where Aaron, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but where there might be some hesitation that you broke up a marriage.
Yeah, I'll put the words in my own mouth. Okay. I want to be married in a few years, and I'm not going to date someone who has no respect for, you know, the union of marriage.
Oh, my gosh. Like, did you not hear what I said? He was the one who was married. Him.
But you know what married means, right? That means he's off limits.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not stupid, but I was not the cheater. He was the one cheating.
No, wrong. Oh. You both snuck around and lied. I 100% do not want to date someone who's capable of that.
Well, I'm not going to do that again. I want to be in the first place slot. I would never do that.
You know, this is a really interesting question. In fact, as you guys were talking about this, we're going to post this question. Can somebody who was the, I guess, interloper in
instigator?
Would you date somebody who was in a relationship with a married, you know, somebody who was married?
What if they learned their lesson? Learned my lesson.
And listen, we're not here to shame you or anything like that. We couldn't care. All we're trying to do here on Second Date Update is see if the other person wants to go out on a second date. But it does kind of beg a couple of questions. Did you feel guilty? Was there any sense of guilt? Because I think if Aaron felt that remorse about maybe being in a relationship with someone who was married, then maybe he would reconsider.
I am full of remorse because I deserve better than second place.
I don't think that's the reason to feel remorse.
Like, did you know that the guy was married when you started dating
Great
him?
Great question.
I mean, we met at work, so the connection was incredible.
I don't think we're denying that. And frankly, I mean, whatever you want to do is fine with you want to do. But I mean, I think in this case, Aaron is just saying that, you know, he wants to be with someone who has a little bit more respect for the...
It's a character issue.
Yeah, the platform of marriage, I guess.
Well, I guess I don't understand, Aaron, what the issue is. I learned my lesson. Like, just come on. Like, we all move on. We all make mistakes. What's the big deal? Hello?
Aaron? Do we lose him?
Aaron? All right, he hung up. Julia, here's the thing.
Sorry I went down this way, Julia,
I feel like you do feel bad, but I don't know if it's for the right reasons, and that's just our opinion, and that's what Aaron felt. And you're right, people do make mistakes and deserve another chance, and you deserve to get back out there after what happened, but I think that Aaron didn't feel you felt remorse maybe for the right for the reasons that he thought were important. And so I'm assuming his hang-up
sense... pretty judgy, but okay. Yeah,
okay. And I think his hanging up kind of sends the clear message. So it's a no from Aaron. Okay.
It's so hard to meet someone there's a connection with.
It's tough.
And you might want to hold it. Listen, I'm not saying being dishonest, but you might want to hold back on this until you really get to know somebody.
Yeah.
You know, lie by omission.
Julia, best
I don't know
luck.
If that's right. Okay. I don't know if that's the best advice
it's
either.
Hard because how listen, you hold it back?
It's okay, like, it's a no. It's a no from Aaron. It's not going to work, Julia.
Yeah, sorry,
we're so sorry, and we thank you, but we're here, always here for you. Unless you're already married,
we're trying to date someone that's already married,
right? On second date update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything. You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.